The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For halachic wills and estates or other inyana Yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
In the Gemara, Kedushin Chaf Hei Amid Aleph says that we have a pasuk, V'rachetz Besarim B'Amayim Amrachmana, Ma'am Besarim Me'avroi, Av Kol Me'avroi. When it comes to tefillah, it's only the outside of the body that needs to be nitval in water, and not inner parts of the body. Okay, says the Gemara. The Gemara is like this. The Gemara said there was a story. There was a shivcha in the house of Rabbi who was tavelis, and she came out and she found a bone between her teeth, and Rabbi required her to perform a new tefillah. So how could this agree with what we said before, that it's only the outside of the body that needs tefillah? Says the Gemara, Nehid the Biyasmaim lo Biinan, Mokam Haroi lo Biyasmaim, Mokam Haroi lo Biyasmaim Biinan. We don't need that water to actually get there, but we need an area that water could get there. Kedama Rabbi Zeira, like Rabbi Zeira says elsewhere by Menachas, Kolorai lo Bilein Bilem HaKebes. But if you have a mincha and you have shemen, and it would be possible to make bila, to mix it, it's not ma'akiv if you do or you don't. V'she'enorai lo bila bilem HaKebes. If bila is impossible, then bila is ma'akebes. So to over here, when the Shivcha Rebbe had between her teeth a bone stuck and it would not be possible water to get there, so then it made the whole tefillah be invalid. But if a normal case, it's enough that it's possible for water to get there, even if water doesn't get there, and the Mi'atzer Hashem will try to understand this some more. Now, Taisus over here, the way Taisus explains this Gemara, he explains the Psukim, and we'll see other Taisus, but it seems to be that we're dealing with a Daraisa. I want to go more to how Taisus says it in Menachos. Taisus in Menachos, Yudches Amid Beis, asks that, why is it that when it comes to Bila, Taisus says, since it says Besarai, Besarai Mavrai, so you should even not need Rai. Why do we need Rai? Why do we need Fita water to get there? Says Taisus and Menachos, since it says Kol Besarai, so this tells us that you need Rai. Goes on the Taisus and is like this. So why don't we say that lichatchila you need that water should get in? Meaning lichatchila we should say that someone who's tovel in the mikvah should open their mouth to allow the water in. Just like by a mincha we say that lichatchila you need that it should actually be mixed. Just as not ma'akev, so too by tefillah we should say that lichatchila you need to let water into your mouth, it's just not ma'akev. Says insist Taisus in Menachos, that since the pasuk says besarai, mashma me'avrai, it's as if it says specifically v'rachetz me'avrai. That's how Taisus says in Menachos. Now, Taisus in the Samach Vav Amid Beis is the same question. Why don't we say you need lichatchila biyasmayim in Beis Hastarim also? Now again, just as I point out, it sure sounds from Taisus that this is a din daraisa that you need royal biyasmayim in Beis Hastarim. Okay, now Taisus in Menachos says, again, the same question, why we don't say lechatchila you need actual biyasmayim in Beis Hastarim, that actually someone should open their mouth. Says Taisus like this, a very interesting teretz, that by tefillah, the Taisus kapeda was only that person should become tar. That's the point, and tar is tar. How could we say lichat chila, you need to open your mouth, if bidi ever that you would become tar, so then lichat chila, you shouldn't also need, because, to rephrase Taisus, over here the whole mitzvah is the end result to become tar. And if you're tar, if you don't open your mouth, how could we say it's better to open your mouth? It's not the act of tefillah that's a mitzvah, that we could say there's a better way and a worse way to do. The act of tefillah is only a means to an end. And the end is tahara, and that tahara comes regardless. So we can't say a better way of doing it. Mashayin came by Bila, and Mikra Bikul and Mechalit. So all these things are mitzvahs, Taisus says. So therefore, lechatchila, you need to do it in the most proper way. Now, I just want to point out a very interesting thing that the great Gaon of Shlomo Miller once pointed out in a conversation with me, that we could raise the issue about Tfilas Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Tfilas Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, where he does multiple tfilas even though he's tar. So it's not the end result that's a mitzvah. Perhaps it's the Maisa tfilah that's a mitzvah. Yes, the Gaon of Shlomo Miller, so according to Tosfos in the Tosfos we quoted earlier, Tosfos and Menachos, so we understand clearly why, even Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah that he should open his mouth. But if the whole logic is the way Tosfos and Nida explains, that it depends if the mitzvah is the act, or the act is a means to an end, so then why by Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, when he's already tar, so it's obviously that it's not that he's toiling in order to become tar, rather the act of tefillah itself should be considered a mitzvah, then why don't we say that there's a better way and a b'dieved way to do it, and the better way l'chatchila is to open your mouth and do a full tefillah. Okay, now this is just ha'ara. Now Taisus over here by us in Kedushin, I'm sorry, not Taisus, but the Ritva by us in Kedushin says that he was a mekabel from his Rebbe, not Rachman Neparke, presumably the Ra'ah, that this is only Midrabanan. Rabbi Chaim Greinman Aleph HaShalom is Kedushin Mibiorim in Nida, on Ha'arvis and Daf Samach Vavan Midbeis. He points out an interesting karma in the Ritva, that if this is only midrabanan, so why does the Gemara say? How could it be you don't need in Beis Hastar? But we know there was a story with the Shivcha of Rebbe, and Rebbe required another tefillah. Why does the Gemara answer that was only midrabanan, but midaraisa you don't need? That's the kasha of Rabbi Chaim Greinemann. Now there's another interesting ka'ara from Rabbi Chanan in Kovet Shiurim, Chelik Aleph, on Bava Kamadav Pei Beis Amud Aleph, where Rabbi Chanan says like this. If someone has a bone between their teeth, so then we're going to say, like in our Gemara, we're going to say that the water couldn't have gotten there, so therefore it's ma'akev in tefillah. Frank Rabbi Chanan, when someone has their mouth closed, the water also couldn't have gotten there. So why do we care if this area water couldn't get in because the lips were closed, or this area the water couldn't get in because there was a bone there? Either way, water couldn't get in. Okay, now this is ha'ara. I want to get back to our machlokes about whether it's the Raisa or the Rabbanan and some other practical nafgaminas. Okay. The Ravid in Baal HaNefesh in Shar HaTfila in Simon Bezin Chatzitza. He says like this. He says that we have this story from Rebbe that she found a bone between her teeth. Says the Ravid, if she found a bone between her teeth, she obviously did not check between her teeth before tefillah. And the only reason Rebbe required a second tefillah is only because she actually found the bone. Says the Ravid, it's mashma. If she would not have found the bone, she wouldn't have been required another tefillah. The Ravid takes from this that if someone did not check before tefillah, and they did not check after tefillah, and then they ate something, and it's possible, and then they found, let's say, a bone or something between their teeth, and they found it then, says the Ravid, we would be toilah lahakal. Again, the Ravid has two kulas. First kula that it's not necessary to check before tefillah in Beis Hasharim. Second kula, if someone did not check and they actually ate after tefillah, then they're going to, and they then find a chatzitza, we're going to be able to say lahakal. Very interesting kula. The Shach brings, at least on the second kula, that the Rekeach argues on this. The Shach is in Kuf Tzadiches. Okay, but the Ravid says, what's the reason for this halacha? Misavra, you'd be toilah lahakal. Why? Because since you only need royal bias mayim, you don't need actual bias mayim, so therefore we could be toilah lahakal. Now, this needs havana. What difference does it make that you don't need actual bias mayim, you only need royal bias mayim? That should say that we could say lakula and say it probably wasn't there. Okay. Now, we find in the Taz in Simon Kuv Tzadi Tesiv Katan Yud Aleph. Over there, the Shulchan Aruch in Kuv Tzadi Tesiv Tes brings the two halachas. And Tesiv Tes brings the halacha that if someone did not check Beis Hasdarim before Tefillah and they've checked afterwards and there was no chatzitza, it's not a problem. says the Taz, if Katan Yud Aleph, even though you need Roy Lebias Mayim, so, but it, since you only need Roy Lebias Mayim, says the Taz Yud Aleph, that since it's a hidden place, the Chatzitzas don't come there, so we don't have any concern that maybe a Chatzitza landed there afterwards. So, according to the Taz, this is just a very practical thing. Now, over there in the Gra, in Sif Katan Chav Zayin, where the Shulchan Aruch brings the second Kul of the Ravid, that if someone actually ate after Tefillah and then found a bone, we'd be Mekel, says the Gra, why? Since Kevon Sheinsach in Bidi Evid, since it's based on this halacha before, and the Gra said Bitzarach in. The Gra does not explain what is the makam for his Tzarach in. What is the issue? Now, if you look back in Simon Kuf Tzadiches, in the Shach, Se'if Katan Lamid Beis, he brings this, over there, the Shulchan Aruch Se'if Chofei brings the same halacha that checking if the Tefila would help. And the Shach and Lamed Beis brings from the Levush and the Madane Melech that says, similar to we said from the Taz, that the Beis Hastarim is not a place that things get washed away. So someone checks, let's say, their teeth. If the Tefillah and there's nothing there, probably was nothing there before. Why would we have gotten washed away in the water? And the Shach says, we don't need this reason. The reason is, since you don't need actual Bias Mayim like on the rest of the body, you only need royal Bias Mayim, so therefore it doesn't bother us that this person did not check before. Now this is quite mysterious. What difference does it make that a person only needs royal Bias Mayim, they don't need actual Bias Mayim? How does this explain these coolest? Now Rabbi Kiva Eger over there on Siv Katan, on that Shach, Siv Katan Lamed Beis, he raises these issues. And Rabbi Kiva Eger takes issue with the two reasons, because he says these reasons could only explain why it's not absolutely necessary to check, let's say, in the mouth before Tefillah, it's sufficient to check after Tefillah because it's, we don't expect something to get washed away, or because, like the Shach said, we only need Roy Lebias Mayim. But how does it explain the second Kul of the Raivid? If someone actually ate and then they found a bone, why is there any more grounds to be Mekel than on the rest of the body? The Nadi Bihuda in Mardur Kama, Simon Samach Dalit, he quotes a Ritva that we said earlier that Bias Mayim in Beis Hashem is only Drabbanan. And he says the Yachrainim didn't see the Ritva. And that's why in Simon Kuf Tzadiches and Kuf Tzadites, the Noisek Lei Shulchan Aruch had a difficult time understanding why we have various coolists by Beis Hashem. And again, as we should point out, at least some of them, the Shach disagrees with the Halacha, but at least according to Shulchan Aruch, based on the Ravid, the various Kulis, says the Nidei Bihuda, according to the Ritva, it's obvious, it's a Dover Pashas, since it's only the Rabbanan, and therefore they're Mekel. Now, in the Mechon Yerushalayim edition of the Nidei Bihuda, in the back, in Likutei Haaretz, they bring down the Lumbal Bushi Tahara. There is a question like this. We all know that any chatzitza on the mir haguf is only midarabana. Midaraisa, only chatzitza on rive of the guf is chaitza, not a mir. According to the reason of the Nadi Yehuda, we should say the same thing whenever we're dealing with a possible chatzitza, durabanan, because it's only a mir of the body, we should say that we have the same kulis, and we know that these are not true. This is what the question they bring there from the back of Bubushe Tahara. And the Megiah says that maybe we can make a distinction that Beis Hastarim is an area that never needs Tefillah Midaraisa, Mashen Ken on the rest of the Gulf, that it needs Tefillah Midaraisa, and sometimes there's a Chatzitza Daraisa, sometimes there's a Chatzitza Darabanan, so therefore we're more Machmer. Now, there's a famous teretz. This teretz is found in a number of places. In Chazon Yecheskel, on Zvachim, and in the same piece is found from the Baal Chazon Yecheskel, Nesui De'esh, and Chelek Aleph. He quotes from Rab Chaim Soloveitchik, Bialdusei Mamish. He says, when he's literally young, he said an answer like this. And this answer, we also find similar answer in both the Zecha Yitzchak, Simon Samach Aleph, and in the Igros Moshe, Yadei Simon Tzadiches. And his answer is like this. The words of the Chazayin Yecheskel B'Shem Rab Chaim Soloveitchik Bialdusei Mamish is, B'shar kol agof, mishem shabagof, b'inen etzem ma'isa tefila. Chol sofek hu sofek b'etzem ma'isa tefila. V'beis asram, k'em v'shein tzrichen, l'bi'is ma'im b'poil, v'rak ma'akib b'ma'isa tefila, sveiki kil v'ein chama kol kach. Rab Chaim is saying, and the others who go in the same path, that on the body, we need an actual ma'isa tefila. So therefore, and again, we're dealing with, as we know in the Sukkis and Chul, and elsewhere, we're dealing with a chazaka, chazkas toma, so we need an actual ma'isa tefila to be matar, and if we have a suffix, if there's a ma'isa tefila, so we say the person remains in the toma. Masha ein kein in beis hasdarim, it's not part of the tefila, but rather Rab Chaim says it just that if it's not fit for bi'is ma'im, it prevents the tefila from taking place. So over there we're makel, because over there we're not questioning whether the tefila happens, but rather we're questioning whether there's something that prevents the tefila from taking place. So there we don't deal with a chazak, and there rather we say that we assume the tefila happened properly until we prove that it was something that prevented the tefila from taking place. And the words of Rab Chaim are omak ma'od. And there are different havanas for those who want to follow up, both in the Igros Moshe and in the Zeicha Yitzchak and in other svarim, and how to understand this yesod.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.